Test 12.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Well, this is my room. It's quite large, isn't it? I like it. Actually, in the house where we used to live, my room was even larger, almost twice the size of this room. But this is actually quite big enough for me. I've still got room for all my toys, which I keep over here. And we've managed to fit in all the furniture from my old room too. This is my desk here, with my computer on it. Do you like it?
Speaker 2.
Let me show you my room. I say my room, but I suppose I should say our room, because it's Amy's room too. Her bed's on that side over there, and this is my bed here. We're not supposed to talk after Mum's turned the light off and said goodnight, but sometimes we do. I keep my clothes in this wardrobe here, and Amy keeps hers in here.
Speaker 3.
So, this is my bedroom. What I really like about it is that it's got lots of shelves and cupboards, so there's room for me to keep all my toys and games and books. I'd hate to have a bedroom where you have to keep all the toys on the floor. That's really untidy and messy. I like everything to be in the right place, after I've finished playing with it, of course.
Speaker 4.
Welcome to my room. Do you like it? I spend a lot of time in here, so I need it to be really nice. I've put my desk by the window over here, so I get some light when I'm doing my homework in the evening. And I've made this area over here with cushions so I can relax in here with my friends and listen to music and chat.
Speaker 5.
Here's my room. It's not very big, but it's mine and I really like it. And look, I've got a key. I don't lock the door when I'm in my room, but I always lock it when I go out. My mum and dad don't mind because they say it's my room, but it's great because I can leave everything in a mess on the floor and my parents can't get in to see how untidy it is. Clever, isn't it?
Speaker 6.
This is my bedroom. It's not very large, but there's more than enough room for me and my things. It's at the back of the house, away from the road. My brother's room is at the front of the house, and it's really noisy, with lots of cars going past all the time. Here, it's very peaceful, and I can look out over the garden while I'm studying. It's perfect.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
Well, this is my room. It's quite large, isn't it? I like it. Actually, in the house where we used to live, my room was even larger, almost twice the size of this room. But this is actually quite big enough for me. I've still got room for all my toys, which I keep over here. And we've managed to fit in all the furniture from my old room too. This is my desk here, with my computer on it. Do you like it?
Speaker 2.
Let me show you my room. I say my room, but I suppose I should say our room, because it's Amy's room too. Her bed's on that side over there, and this is my bed here. We're not supposed to talk after Mum's turned the light off and said goodnight, but sometimes we do. I keep my clothes in this wardrobe here, and Amy keeps hers in here.
Speaker 3.
So, this is my bedroom. What I really like about it is that it's got lots of shelves and cupboards, so there's room for me to keep all my toys and games and books. I'd hate to have a bedroom where you have to keep all the toys on the floor. That's really untidy and messy. I like everything to be in the right place, after I've finished playing with it, of course.
Speaker 4.
Welcome to my room! Do you like it? I spend a lot of time in here, so I need it to be really nice. I've put my desk by the window over here, so I get some light when I'm doing my homework in the evening. And I've made this area over here with cushions so I can relax in here with my friends and listen to music and chat.
Speaker 5.
Here's my room. It's not very big, but it's mine and I really like it. And look, I've got a key. I don't lock the door when I'm in my room, but I always lock it when I go out. My mum and dad don't mind because they say it's my room, but it's great because I can leave everything in a mess on the floor and my parents can't get in to see how untidy it is. Clever, isn't it?
Speaker 6.
This is my bedroom. It's not very large, but there's more than enough room for me and my things. It's at the back of the house, away from the road. My brother's room is at the front of the house, and it's really noisy, with lots of cars going past all the time. Here, it's very peaceful, and I can look out over the garden while I'm studying. It's perfect.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.